Your noontime check-in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
And here we are on this nicest spring day. At least the sun has been out. It's a little warmer than it was yesterday. No snow as well. We're going to go to McHenry County later in this half hour, where the McHenry County Board is talking about solar farms, and not everyone is happy about that. But let's start on Wall Street. It is 12 minutes after 12. John Najarian from CNBC, the Najarian Family Office, is on a phone line, joins us most Tuesdays. John, welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Great to be with you, Stephen. Thank you, sir.
All right. So if Sprint and T-Mobile merge, does that mean I'll be twice as unhappy with my cellular phone company?
Very likely.
So there's the talk of them getting together just popped again today, and their stocks took off, right?
Yeah. I mean, I like the CEO of T-Mobile in particular, John Legere. Or Ledger, I guess he pronounces it, even though it looks like it should be Legere. Nonetheless, both stocks pop on the news that they're back in talks. I think the government should be loath to let anybody merge in this space, Stephen, because it's going to mean higher costs for all of us. But that's why...
And just like that, Legere has taken over John Najarian's phone system. John, are you there? Well, that could not be more perfect. John Najarian talking about a takeover or government oversight when it comes to T-Mobile and Sprint. And just like that, his phone line dropped out. John, are you around still? Well, something happened there. Brett Bennett's going to try to reconnect with John Najarian here on the Wintrust Business Lunch. And I'm sorry, I just disconnected him, Bennett. So Bennett will try that. A couple of things to watch today. Of course, there was that, which just popped in the last couple of minutes. But the Dow has been up over 2% earlier in the day. It's given up a lot of that, or some of that, I should say. But there was great enthusiasm over comments made by President Xi of China. Now, it's not altogether clear about those comments and the impact they will make. But John's back with us here. John, it's pretty funny. We're cracking on the cellular phone industry, and you lost your call. So I don't know what that means.
I think that they were listening to my points about the lack of competition and decided to do a little something about it.
You know, I was just setting up, though, the comments from President Xi of China and how Wall Street liked that today. I read on one account that what he said isn't altogether new, but the traders reacted positively to the tenor of his talk.
Yes, and the fact that he didn't throw out a bunch of countermeasures. And these aren't the same countermeasures that they talk about in Hunt for Red October. These are, for instance, counter tariffs mm-hmm. to what President Trump throws out when he says, we're going to do $30 billion, and they say, we're going to do $30 billion, and it goes back and forth. That's the escalation nobody wants to see. Luckily, his comments last night contained none of that. He was very controlled and certainly addressing some issues as far as tariffs on automobiles and so forth. But, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. This isn't over yet, but it's certainly positive the way he played it.
A couple of Illinois companies suffered with all the trade talk, Boeing and Caterpillar. How have they been doing today?
Boeing and Caterpillar both stronger today, and the airlines in general, because two big China carriers, I'm sure you've heard ads for China Southern or China Eastern Airlines, or sure. Perhaps many of your listeners have seen them online. You might not know how big those are, but those are big carriers, of course, and they are each up over 7% today because of the way his comments, Xi Jinping's comments, were interpreted.
Hey, yeah, let's go to Facebook now. Mark Zuckerberg sits in the hot seat day one of 2 days before Congress. He's before Senate committee today, I think in about an hour from now. I see that Facebook stock is up today. I see this sort of testimony as, I'm not expecting a lot. I don't know if you are, but we kind of know he knows what he needs to say. He knows what he's going to be asked, and they'll just go through it all.
Yeah, and each senator gets 5 minutes. You could basically total up, you know, how long that'll take right. you if you've got 50 senators. So,
well, you know, John, a good yes or no question can take 5 minutes to ask.
Oh, yes, especially when it's, you know, one of the few times that you get national television exposure to that. I think, you know, he's a classic, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission kind of guy. And he's done this time and time again, violated our privacy, and then come back and done a mea culpa. I'm sure this won't be the last time, but I imagine that the things that they do to him and the company will be more onerous each time he does this.
Hey, I don't know. You know, my wife and I were always trying to find a little way to make some extra money here on the side. And, well, we throw Tupperware parties, John. And I'm worried to see Tupperware. First of all, I didn't know Tupperware was around still, but I see it's active in a negative way today. What's up with Tupperware?
Well, great question. That's one that I haven't traded much. Tupperware, I mean. Rubbermaid and those types I have, on occasion. But, yeah, the Tupperware side of the business, not really focused on that.
I didn't mean to throw you a curve there. They had a lower earnings projection. I guess they were down about 11% earlier. And I just hadn't seen the word Tupperware in a long, long time.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of those brands that have gotten folded into companies over the past decade or more, and I think Tupperware is probably still got a command position, but like you say, if people aren't saving as many of the scraps, then it's not as good for Tupperware.
Well, we're putting together a little Tupperware party for a couple weeks from now, so I'll be sure you're on the invite list.
Thank you, sir.
We've only got about 15, 20 seconds left, but what else are you watching today?
Well, we're seeing materials and energy still moving up. So we were buying Conoco today. COP Conoco, bought that one for clients today.
John Najarian, great to talk to you. Thank you very much for taking time.
Of course. Thank you, Stephen.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
All right, have you heard of the Future Energies Jobs Act? That is a state law requiring utility companies like ComEd to sell about 25% of their power in renewable energy. To do that, they've got to come up with sources of renewable energy, and one of those sources is solar power. On a phone line now is Brittany Kieperman. She's a reporter at the Northwest Herald to talk to us a little bit about that. Brittany, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I love your reporting out there about what's going on in McHenry County and Woodstock and the movement toward solar power. And everyone tends to say, well, I love solar power. I just don't want it here, right?
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what we've been seeing as more and more of these developments kind of pop up.
And there's a movement in. Tell me about the farm in McHenry County. I think the McHenry County Board had continued their hearing, right? They're going to have a resumption of the hearing a little bit later, but a lot of people have voiced their opposition to one particular farm.
Yes, exactly. So the one you're talking about, it's located in McHenry Township. So it's unincorporated McHenry, essentially. So the board has to approve this plan. And that one is going to be, it's on a 90-acre property that is being used as farmland right now. The panels are going to go up, or they're proposed to go up, on about 35 acres of that. And it's right by a residential complex. So a lot of the neighbors have come out, and they are concerned that this isn't a good fit, right? They are worried about their property values going down. They're worried about any kind of noise, radiation that might be coming off this farm.
Yeah,
Water quality.
It's interesting. You know, it's interesting to me what we get used to looking at. So the idea of, well, I don't want to look at those panels. It would be awful. But we look at wires hanging from posts. We look at all sorts of things that have sort of been cooked into our vision and we don't even see anymore. But when something new comes up, like wind farms or these solar panels, it becomes a big deal. And from what I hear, it's going to become a bigger deal, right? They're saying the McHenry County Board is going to face maybe 6-10 more of these proposals in the next year or so.
Right, yeah. So the county administrator, Pete Austin, he told me that there's going to be about 10 to 15 more projects just in the next couple months. And that's just in the county, right? So some of our towns are also looking at developments, and the county doesn't even have anything to do with that. You know, Marengo has a 235-acre proposal up now. So we'll see how many come up in towns proper. But, yeah, the county will be seeing about 10 to 15 more.
And reading from your reporting, like Woodstock is being pretty proactive about it. They're identifying locations now and trying to do it. So look in your crystal ball. I mean, is this going to be something that is going to be settled on the side of solar energy or settled on the side of those people who want to protect their view?
Well, from everyone I've talked to, it seems like McHenry County really is the place to do it right. And I'm sure it will come down to the individual towns, but Woodstock is pretty proactive. Like you said, Marengo has, I've heard all good things from officials out there. And with the county, I would guess that this would go through. That would be my projection.
And the farmer,
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
The farmer can make more money renting his land to the energy company than if he were farming it.
Well, that has yet to be decided because the land will be generating more property tax revenues if they rezone it.
Okay.
It's currently agriculture, and obviously if that dormant ag land starts generating revenue, then that means an increased property value. Exactly what that value will be is yet to be determined.
Brittany Kieperman is a reporter at the Northwest Herald. Brittany, we'll keep following it. Keep us updated.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks so much.
You bet. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN.
Got a minute? Good, because I've got the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing the news, providing input, and breaking down the stories that matter to the world of business. Big news for the Chicago healthcare community is the Southside will be receiving a Level 1 trauma center on May 1st as part of the University of Chicago Health System. It comes after plenty of discussion since the last trauma center in the Southside, the Michael Reese Hospital, closed in 1991, and the area has been in desperate need of one since. Sometimes the best business decision isn't creating something completely new, but serving a market of people that are in need of something really basic. Another basic these days is sexual harassment prevention, and Trina is helping companies with that. The Chicago software company is working with small businesses of 10 to 200 employees to provide training and computer programs covering sexual harassment prevention in the workplace. Given today's development of culture and society, this has become a necessity, even for early stage businesses that have a lot on their plate. Tune in tomorrow for all of your up-to-date business news on WGN Radio.